Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. This afternoon's show is going to be dealing with the topic of anger. Mind you, this will be an introductory piece on anger. Anger is extensively discussed in the Word of God, and it is for this reason that I want to address this topic, because we see that when individuals are entangled in anger, the results are only negative and both self-destructive and other-destructive. So you and I, as called out ones, that is, as members of the body of Christ, the church, are called to give up certain behaviors. And mind you, anger is an attitude, and the attitude is self-centered. The attitude is narcissistic, because anger is a demand. Anger is a demand. The individual who is angry wants everything to go his or her way. So, believers have an opportunity, I should say, to not be under the awesome power, the terrible power, of the idolatry of anger. Anger is also idolatrous. So I'm going to be reading from Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Since you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. And he is sitting at the right hand of God because of an accomplished or a finished salvation. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Now notice the tense of the verb in verse 3. For you die, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. For you die. When Jesus died on the cross, in 33 A.D., you and I also died with him. So there was a co-crucifixion with Christ. Please read Galatians 2:20 when you have an opportunity. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, or when Christ, literally, when Christ, our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Verse 5, therefore put to death, and notice it is a volitional act. Therefore put to death, it is an act of the will, your members which are on the earth. Fornication, or pornea, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath or the orge of God, is coming upon the sons of disobedience, or the sons of apatheia, from which we get our word apathy. The sons of apathy, in other words, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them, But now you yourselves are to put off all these. Now notice the catalog of sins in verse 8. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Think about this verse. And think about what the Spirit of God wants you and I to understand about what it means to be those with a heavenly calling. You and I are to be different. We have the indwelling Spirit of God who saved us, who washed us with the washing of regeneration. And it is through the Holy Spirit that you and I were made new. And so now we are on this side. We're no longer considered hamartoloi, that is, sinners. We are considered the hagioi, as the holy ones, the saints of God. So we have to have a character that is consistent with our heavenly calling. Now, please read Paul's treatise to the Romans, in which he discusses the flesh, or the sarx, and what it is and what it does. Sarx is not recognized by the American Psychological Association. The sarx is not recognized by any human or man-made therapy. And yet, the sarx is most prevalent in their writings and in many of their approaches. That they will not give credence to what the Word of God has to say about the flesh. And so let's take a look, a very close look at verse 8. The first word is anger. Anger. It is the same, this word anger or orge refers to an abiding mental attitude or an abiding attitude of anger. It refers to a settled state of anger. It refers to a chronic state of anger. That is, one that is ever there, ever abiding, one that is immediate. Okay? So, as you notice in verse 6, God has orge toward the sons of apathy. It is his abiding attitude toward them because of their disobedience. Now, this word orge is used in verse 8 to refer to a type of anger that believers can also have. We can also have orge, or a chronic or an abiding state of anger. Please understand that anger is an attitude. Now we can look for and we can generate causal factors outside of ourselves as the source of our anger. Anger begins with us. It begins with the angry person. And the foundation of anger is pride. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. So pride, the prideful heart. The prideful heart believes and feels that it has a right to be angry, and that those within its periphery will suffer its wrath until they conform to or give in to this weapon of anger. Anger is a weapon. Anger is an attitude that has been weaponized against oneself and against those within one's periphery. We are, verse 5, we are to put to death our members, which are upon the earth. Now, I don't have time to talk about the physiology of anger, what happens to the angry person. But let me tell you that the angry person's body is filled with cortisol. Cortisol is a chemical that works on the arterial walls. It acts as a corrosive on the arterial walls. It breaks down the arteries. And the plaquing that happens within the arteries is an attempt of the body to repair the arteries. This plaquing can become very destructive. So cortisol, read about cortisol and heart disease. Read about persons with high blood pressure. Read about persons with certain types of arthritis and Crohn's disease. Read about the physiology and what happens. Now, the next word that we have here in verse 8 is wrath. So this word is thumos, T-H-U-M-O-S in Greek, thumos. Thumos does not mean an abiding state of anger. Thumos means an anger that rises suddenly, and then it reaches an apex or an explosive point, and then it dissipates as rapidly as it rose. And so thumos, which means it means a violent movement of the air. And so this is not to be in the heart of believers. We're not to be those who engage, we're not to have orge in our hearts. We're also not to have thumos in our hearts. And notice the other word next to it, we have anger, wrath, and malice. Malice is congealed anger. Malice is congealed anger. Malice means that we have it in for someone. And the way to be free of anger is to go before the Lord Jesus Christ and confess your anger to him towards someone or some situation or a group of individuals. And you have to forgive in order to be set free. If you do not forgive the party toward whom you have this anger, you will be imprisoned, you will be stuck. And remember, the word stuck is a past participle. You will be defeated in life until you forgive, until you release that party from a debt that can never be repaid. Forgiveness means to release individuals or an individual from a debt that can never be repaid. You and I will be imprisoned until we release, until we let go. When you let go, when you let go for real, and you say, well, I can't let go, I don't know how to do it, that is why you go before God and ask God to give you the power to let go so you can be free. Now, not let go, you will be conjoined to that party who you believe has made you angry, and you've been slighted in some way, and you believe that justice has not been done, please note that you will be imprisoned with that party until you let go. Don't let pride hold you back from a wonderful life in Christ. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.